All right, class. Well, we got another good one for you. We're talking about the three requirements of being a delegated authority. The first one we covered last week was knowing that all authority, what I said, all authority comes from God. That dealing with Romans 13, verse 1, that God is authority, and all authority comes from Him. And see, and without Him, there is no authority. But we won't deal with this next section here. It's very important for delegated authority to understand this point here. And this point is delegated authority, number two, make a note of this, he must deny himself. Everybody say it with me. I must deny myself. Amen. And that's not one of the easiest things to do, denying yourself. Because denying yourself means giving up of yourself, giving up your own will, giving up your own desire, giving up your own belief system. And that's why you gotta have knowledge of the word of God and knowledge of the will of God, because sometimes deny yourself means I'm putting myself out of the way completely. You getting out of the way completely and permitting God to get in the way. So he must deny himself. Until one knows the will of God, he should keep his mouth shut. Oh, my goodness. In other words, he should not be a leader. He should not say anything. In other words, give no direction. Keep your mouth shut. I know it sounds kind of blunt. He should not exercise authority carelessly. God must learn. Let me say it again. He who is to represent God must learn on the positive side what God's authority is, and on the negative side, how to deny himself. Let me read that again. He should not exercise authority carelessly. He who is to represent God. Now, what are we doing? We're representing God. He who is to represent God must learn on the positive side what God's authority is, and on the negative side, how to deny himself. So the first thing I do is separate God's authority from me, or God's authority from self, God's authority from my ability. Are you with me? My smartness, my IQ, my PhD. My know everything. You know, sometimes I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, at home, I got a certain way I like to do things, you know, and my kids know that. And they come up with good ideas. And they got their little statement, "Dad, is your way or no way?" And so I'm saying, it can't be your way or no way if it's not the will of God. You see it? You know, sometimes, you know, you do things so long, you think that's the only way to do it. And I'm guilty sometimes. My kids sometimes have the right answer. But and I'm not afraid sometimes to lean and to deny myself my right as being a father and being right all the time, to recognize that others may be right. Deny yourself. Because sometimes, you know, you think you're right, but sometimes the Holy Ghost saying this. See, to do the Lord always got to speak to you. No, you got to know how to listen. You got to know how to listen. You got to know how to listen. If you dull of hearing, God has to use somebody else, because he don't want his children going the wrong way. That's why you got to be prayed up. So you can be the leader that God wants you to be, and not that you got all the answers all the time, but because you surround yourself with people of your spirit. You see it? Sometimes they help you along the way. Sometimes they'll say something, and you know in your heart, that's the answer right there. They don't know what they're saying. You see it? They don't know what they're saying all the time, but God said, that's your answer. You You see, sometimes it'll come out the mouth of babes, but you got to have ears to hear, and you got to be able to deny yourself. You see it? But when you permit the Holy Ghost to take charge and lead you, you recognize God's voice in everything, anything. Are you with me? I just a little side trip to let you know sometime that sometimes you not, might not be always right. Sometimes amen. So we have to learn to deny ourselves. What I say? You have to know how to deny ourselves. Probably you yourself are the only one in the whole world who consider your opinion as the best. Anybody can say that? Or anybody fall in this category? Believe your opinion is the only one that's the best? Yeah, sometimes we get like that in the flesh. Persons with many opinions, ideas, and subjective thoughts ought to be feared. And so here's a good lesson here. Here's a good place to throw a peg in the ground right here. Let's mark this spot here. And so sometimes you got these people always with good ideas. Yeah, always. That's why God has a theocracy and not a democracy. That's why you don't vote on things with God. You see it? No, that's why you got to have one leader and that able to hear God and not people with all kind of opinion and suggestion and idea. He said, those people ought to be feared. Yeah. The one that always got something to say. Yeah, I always got something to say. No, just hold that. Just hold that. Sometimes you got to tell them, hold that in a nice way. I don't want to know what you got to say. Always got an idea. I know y'all seen some people like that. They need to be feared. They like to be counselors to all. They seize upon every opportunity to press their ideas on others. You see it? Now, we're talking about delegated authority. These people can't be delegated authority. No, because they don't know how to deny themselves. They don't know how to be quiet. They don't know how to shut them out sometimes. Just don't let you be like that. What I say? Just you don't be like that. That might not be good in good English, but you don't do likewise. And that's what the class is about. Your spiritual leader don't want you to see your hands up every time something come up in a suggestion. No, sometimes just be quiet. I'm showing you how to be submissive now. So sometimes just shut your mouth. Oh, just sometimes just don't say anything. Submit yourself. And I know because your personality, you fight it. You're biting your lip. You want to sit down so bad. And so bad because you think your idea is always to be followed. No, just shut up. You hear me, class? What you got to say you got to do sometimes? Just shut up. Now, that's what these classes are going to help you down the road. So when you're going to get in that situation and you're going to get in that, you're going to remember Reverend Goldthorpe said, shut up. And you're going to catch yourself. Yep. Zip the lip. Don't say nothing right here. See, you're not in a position to say anything. You're not the delegated authority. No, you're the one supposed to be in submission to delegated authority. Still, delegated authority don't want to hear your ideas all the time. All you listen, class. And sometimes, let me throw this point in. And sometimes you flunk the test by the way you function sometimes, and your authority cannot choose you to be a leader within the church sometimes. Because of you're not denying yourself and always want to be. Most people that become leaders have no desire to lead, have no desire to be out front. That's the one sometimes God chooses, them that do not want to be in leadership position. Why? He know I can get their heart. He know I can arrest them. He know I can train them. But that person that always, the spokesman, that always got something to say, no, they're dangerous. Don't put them up for nothing. Matter of fact, overlook them all the time because they're going to put you in trouble and they're going to get in trouble and they're going to get somebody offended and they're going to offend somebody else. Listen to me, class. This training. Yeah, they're so full of ideas, opinion, and their own thoughts that they cannot represent authority. Unless we are completely I'm marking something in my book. Unless we are completely broken, what'd I say? Unless we are completely broken, we don't like that word broken. Unless we are completely broken by the Lord, we are not qualified to be God's delegated authority. You see, true delegated authority from God is going to check you out. True delegated authority going to rebuke you. True delegated authority going to stand you up sometime and say you're wrong. What God's doing? Why do God embarrass people? No, sometimes they need to be broken. Sometimes people need to be broken, and sometimes that's the only way they're going to learn. Sometimes God got to expose you. Sometimes you're not going to learn from somebody being nice all the time. That's why you got to have a true man or woman of God that's not afraid to stop people when they're wrong. Stop people. Correct people. Yeah, sometimes you got to correct them in front of others. Then you put fear in all the rest. You see it? You see, what are we doing here? We're challenging people to know how to be delegated authority. And we're showing you what delegated authority is not. And showing you that sometimes you got to be broken. You see it? If you're not broken, you can't, if a horse rider got a crazy horse, the horse not going to give him a good ride. He's going to always be jerking the rein on him. No, but when the heart gets broken, then he will become an excellent tool for him. And he'd be useful to the rider and not a vexation. You don't want to be a vexation to your spiritual leader. Oh, no. Oh, no. I made my mind up. I wasn't going to be a vexation. I said, if I can't be an asset, I don't want to be a debit. If I can't help, I don't want to hurt. If I cannot help, I don't want to be a hindrance. Nope. Some people, they're hindrances. But you got to be broken. Yeah, that's the negative side of this lesson. Yeah, you like to be an authority. People like to be an authority. People like to be leaders sometimes. Yeah, but to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. You got to be broken sometime. You got to be rebuked sometime. You got to be set down sometime. You got to be telling you, nope, you don't speak right here no more. Wrong time to talk. You just got to take the whipping. Be able to take a good whipping. If you can't take a good whipping, you ain't worth being a leader. Good leaders have been through some tests and they took some whipping. Yeah, they took some whipping, some spiritual whipping. Yeah, some of you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you felt it. You know I shouldn't have said that. You know I shouldn't have done that without my authority. You know. And so that whipping was good for you. It was good for you. You see? And you know what whipping do? Or whipping does? It say, hey, you don't want to do that no more. But I learned. You don't have to get the whipping personally all the time. When someone else get a whipping, you mark that and say, I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do that, because I know if I do that, I'm going to get a whipping. So I'm not blurting out. I'm not the first one to give the answer. No, I'm just going to shut my mouth and listen. I'm not going to be the first one to make a move. No, you learn. And when you finally learn, you don't move fast doing anything. What do you mean? You take your time. You see? You just take your time. You don't get in a hurry trying to make nothing happen for yourself. You let the Lord do things, you see? And you let the Lord promote you. You just sit back and do what you're supposed to do. And the Lord finally will promote you. Yeah, be diligent, but always stay out of the way. You see, you don't have to put a red flag. No, God know where you are when it's time to promote you. You see, you ain't got to get in somebody's face all the time. No, God know where. God know you when you need to be promoted. God will find you to promote you. Yeah, but just don't do it the wrong way. Just don't try to promote yourself. Just don't try to get so spiritual that you become useless and become dangerous. Some people are just spiritual enough to be dangerous. And you don't want no spiritual people around you that can be dangerous. Always got a word. Always got something to say. Always know this. Always got this revelation. Always want to share this revelation. And sometimes you get to a pastor, you get to the spiritual leader, and won't share their revelation. No, your pastor don't want to hear your revelation. No. No. He don't want to hear your revelation. The revelation is for you. Let it minister to you. You see it? I get around my spiritual, I don't know how I got way over here. Somebody needs to hear this. I get around my spiritual, my apostle, and I don't say nothing. I just listen to, because you see, I ain't got nothing to say. I listen to what he say. Now, if he ask me something, that's a different story. But I'm not volunteering nothing. I get around my spiritual leader, and I'm quiet. I'm listening. Because just one word out of his mouth can change every situation in my life. Why? Because I submit myself unto him. And he don't want no real revelation. My spiritual leaders don't want no my revelation. Not that I don't have a good revelation every now and then, but most times it's for you. He's leading us. We're not leading him. Sometimes we try to lead the spiritual leaders with our little revelation. No, he don't need you to lead him. God lead him or her. I hope you listen to me, class, because this is some valuable information I'm putting out. I'm showing you the real deal when the rubber hit the road. Some of this not in textbook. Some of this is experience. And see, I'm showing you how to walk lightly around your spiritual leader. Sometimes you tiptoe around them because you don't want to pull them off. A real spiritual leader very sensitive in the spirit. And sometimes you can pull, I use the word pull on him. What do you mean pull on him? You can take him out from where he is with God and you bring him somewhere else in the flesh with something on your mind, with something you want him to do. No, I'm going another route now, but let me get back to the lesson. But I want you to know, no, sometimes just stay quiet, keep your mouth shut. And let me get back to the lesson. Deny yourself. You understand where we're going now? We're talking about how to be a delegated authority. Deny yourself. Give up the right to have your way. Give up the right, your wisdom, your ideas, your knowledge, your PhD, your experience. Yep, that's the way I used to do that, but there ain't the way he might want to do it. The Lord might have another way. Anyway, that's enough said. Enough said. Now, listen at this now. We are not qualified to be God's delegated authority if we're not completely broken. God calls us to represent his authority. Listen at this. Underline this. Not to substitute, oh Jesus, his authority. What I say? God calls us to represent his authority, not to substitute his authority. I say it a lot just now. I say it a lot. Now I want you to hear me. He don't want you to substitute, because God don't want a substitute authority. God is sovereign in his personality and position. God already knows what he wants to do. He's sovereign. He don't need you substituting what he wants with your ideas. And that's what I say sometimes. Sometimes people begin in the will of God, but when they get through mixing all the ideas with it, God says, I don't even recognize it. God said, that ain't what I said. And that's why when my spiritual leader would give me an assignment, I would do it exactly, oh, listen to me, exactly like he said. I don't try to add my own ideas because it will look better if you do it this way. I do it. I don't try to upgrade it. I don't try to do just whatever he said, that's what I do. Yeah, but look, it could be done better like this. Nope. You're substituting authority. You're substituting authority. Class, listen to me. Listen to me. They're going to take you a long way. Your pastor, your leader don't want a substitute. A substitute for what he wants. You don't want to be the one to turn the will of God another way. I don't want to be the one to try to turn the vision another way. No, no, no. That's why, let me say this. Sometimes some of you may stand in for your pastor when he's out of town traveling with apostle. And let me say this now. Whenever you're teaching, always teach or preach to upgrade what he's already applied or teaching the body of Christ. Don't try to teach nothing with your own revelation, with your own ideas, because this revelation been burning. God showed me this revelation. This thing been burning in my heart, and I just can't wait to get it out. It's not your place to put it out. No, teach it to your family. Teach it to your children at home. But when you get to the pulpit, that God-ordained pulpit, nope, you got to follow the vision. You got to undergird him. You got to only repeat what he said. You got to only water what he's already said. You don't reestablish what he's already has spoken. Don't try to cross grain don't try to correct none of his statement that you think need correcting. Oh, there's some valuable stuff. If you want a long career with your pastor, you need to do that. Or you can shorten it and try to do your own thing because you don't want to deny yourself. Deny yourself. Stay small. You're not the one. Your pastor's the one. You're not the leader. Your pastor's the leader. You're not the voice. Your pastor's the voice. Now I'm talking about, God is the voice. God is the leader. But we know what I'm talking about. Nope. Just keep your mouth shut. Keep a humble position. And just do whatever you tell you to do. I've never ministered without telling or asking my apostle anything particular you want me to minister on. Always did. Why? Because I want to stay within the rim of authority. I don't want to try to establish nothing. Always want to undergird. Always want to allow the people to see what he's doing. And you know what I'm saying? I just wanted them to see. If nothing else, you're not qualified. Anything else, you're not qualified to even minister in his place. Because you're going to say something foolish, and you're going to disrupt the people, and you're going to cross the people, and you're going to try to make something of your own. Amen. Enough said about that. And see, these lessons here bring me into these statements. I don't aim to say these things, but these lessons here are designed to bring some of these things up. His will, let me back up so you understand this statement here needs to be explained. So, were we not to substitute his authority? God is sovereign in his personality and position. His will is his. Oh my goodness. What I said? His will is his. God not going to let you change his will. He'll get you out of the way first. What do you mean? He'll get you out of the way. What do you say? Well, let's go back to Paul, the 9th chapter of Acts, on the Damascus Road. They had letters from the chief priest to persecute the church. And on the way, a great light shone from heaven. And the light shone so strong, some say it knocked him out off his horse, some say he fell off his horse. I don't know the whole facts about it. But all I know, he was blind for 3 days. And then he heard this voice. He said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. What he was saying, it's hard for you to kick against God's authority, Jesus was saying. You come against God, God will stop you. You see it? Paul had a choice, submit or God was going to get him out of the way. You see it? Thank God, Paul's, what would I have him to do? So thank God Paul didn't refuse or rebel against that visitation that he had. If he would have rebelled, see, most people don't look at the other side. If Paul would have rebelled, God would have annihilated him and got him out of the way. Because God's will is his. He's not going to let anyone get in his way. Uh-oh, not even you. Now, that brought another statement to me. You see, that's why I love my apostle so much. He said when he was giving me some wisdom, he said, Ronald, this was years ago, expect anything from anybody, anytime. Well, he would let me know that don't put people on a pedestal where they're not going to get out of the way. People going to do, sometimes people just do some crazy thing. And so sometimes you think, well, I ain't thought they would do it. So you expect anything from any person, anytime. Then he look at me, he said, even you. Wow. So I'm saying, even you can get in your pastor's way. Don't you be the one. I made my mind up. I'm not going to be the one. That's somebody else, but I'm not going to be the one. Why? I'm just keep my mouth shut. Stay out of the way. Keep my heart clean. Keep my heart clean and pure and always submitted to God's will as God showed his will through our man of God. Amen. Oh, this one of them classes here. This one of them classes here. I'm trying to teach you how to deny yourself. This one of them classes here. Sometimes some of this stuff sounds kind of rough, but it keep you on a straight and narrow when it comes to submission. It keep you what? On a straight and narrow. I don't always like to go here, but this is the side that need to go. This is the lesson that need to be taught sometimes. Yeah, I hate to sometimes be the one to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes there's a positive side to authority, but I'm teaching the negative side now. Yep. I gotta annihilate you. Anybody came against God, they hit a brick wall. It's hard for thee to kick against the priest. I tell you what, I'm trying to think of this man's name. What's his name? Gamaliel told the people, be careful what you do with these men. They want to persecute Peter and John for this landman that got healed in the 3rd chapter of Acts. Be careful, because you might find yourself fighting against God. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you can put yourself in odds against God, and guess who's going to win? God will win every time. You see it? He'd love for you to be on his side, but you got no problem getting you out of the way. Oh, my goodness. God loves you to be on his side, but he ain't got no problem getting you out of the way. I said, Lord, let me finish doing what I'm doing. What I'm saying, Lord, let me run my full race. Lord, don't let me do nothing stupid. Lord, don't let me say nothing crazy. Oh, my goodness. And most of my praying, and sometimes when I would minister, Lord, let me teach in line with what our apostle is doing. Lord, let me teach it line upon line. Lord, don't let me say nothing crazy. Lord, don't let me say nothing stupid. Lord, don't let the people see me. Lord, let him see what he's doing. And Lord, don't let him promote myself. Lord, let me get in the way, get out the way. That's the way I pray most of the time when I'm ministering. See, it's not about you. It's about the vision. The vision is bigger than you, class. It's bigger than me. You see it? You see it? And we got to keep this thing in order here. I think it's one of the best lessons I ever taught. Why? Because we're talking about divine order right here when it comes to delegate, being delegated authority and being submissive to a delegated authority. Oh, class, hear me. His will is his. He never consults with man, nor does he allow anyone to be his counselor. Oh, Jesus. He never consults with man, neither do he allow anyone to be his counselor. Consequently, one who represents authority must not be a subjective person. What did I say? Consequently, one who represents authority must never be a subjective person. A person that just contrary and just won't do what they want to do anyway. This is not to imply that before he can be used by God, he must be reduced to having no opinion, no thought, no judgment. Not at all. It merely means that the man must be truly broken. His own cleverness, his own opinion, and his thoughts must be all broken. Oh, goodness. Can I read that again, Clan? I'm going to read the whole thing again. Consequently, one who represents authority must not be a subjective person, always trying to force your opinion, force your ideas, force your ways of doing things. If you're going to be a representative authority or to be a subjected to authority. This is not to imply that before he can be used by God, he must be reduced to have no opinion. God wants you to have opinion. No thought. God wants you to have thought. No judgment. See, God don't want to just take all of you out of you, but he wants you to submit all of you to him. Well, I hope you heard me. You see it? Because what happened in here? What happened in class? God is positioning us to be what he wants to be, but all he wants to do is let me break you. What is he saying? Let me mold you. Let me shape you. Let me turn you into something useful. Let me turn your mind into the mind of Christ. Let me shape your ideas to be God ideas. Let me make you a representative of me. That's what God is saying. I want you to represent me, but I want you to represent me through you. After you submit yourself to me. See, I don't believe I can say it again. Might have to rewind that one. But he wants you to submit your whole self to him. You let God take you and make you qualify to be his delegated authority. I did two things. I'm about to close. Two things here. One is, must know that all authority belongs to God. I hope you got a little understanding of that one. I couldn't go too far because there's so much to be said. And the second one is, you must deny yourself. Yeah. Strip yourself of everything you think you are. That's what deny yourself means. Allow yourself, class. Allow yourself to be cut. Yeah. Allow yourself to be shaken. And allow God to remove the stony heart out of you and to put his heart in you. That's all I'm saying, class. And once you do that, you'll become a vessel, like the Apostle Paul said, fit for the master's use. That's what I want to be. I want to be a vessel fit for the master to use. I'm almost through. I got one more statement. I say I got one more statement. I got time for one more statement. But it's a lot to be said here, Claire. Oh, a lot to be said. Let me get this statement here together here. Let me get it together. Okay. Listen, Claire. Those who are naturally talkative, I hope that none of you out there, opinionated, and self-conceited need a radical dealing, a basic bending. Yep, you got to be dealt with. A stripping, I call it. This is something which cannot be either doctrine or an imitation. It must be wounds in the flesh. Oh, we don't like that. You're talking about dying, Claire. You're talking about you dying. All after one is scourged by God, that he begins to live in fear and trembling before him. My goodness. My goodness. What I say? One. All after one is scourged by God. What do you mean scourged? Just corrected by God. Cut by God. Cut. Yeah, God will cut you, Claire. All after one is scourged by God, does he begin to live in fear and trembling before him. He dare not open his mouth inadvertently. Were his experience nothing more than doctrine or imitation, then as time goes on, what are you saying? It's going to tell on you. As time goes on, fig leaf will soon dry up. Yeah. Well, Claire, I'm not going too much further. That's as far as I can go. So what he's saying is, what he's saying, Claire, is that if your training and your experience and your training nothing more than just a doctrine, then you're soon going to be found out. Why? Because you're going to be tried and you're going to be found out. Because sometimes you can act like you're submissive. You can act like you're with the game just to get what you want. Now I'm saying something, Claire. You can act like I love my pastor just to get what I want. You can act, but you're going to soon be found out. As the scripture said, be sure your sin will find you out. Well, Claire, has it been a good Claire? I didn't say the things you wanted me to say, but I said the thing that was in the book. I followed the book, Claire. And so we want you to get to the place where you'll be fine-tuned instrument for God to promote. And your apostle and your spiritual leader can make this statement. They're one of the best members I got. They're some of the best leaders under me that I have. I trust them because they got my spirit and they got my back. But Claire, that's as far as I can go. You've been a good class, and I'll see you next time. Read over that chapter. Read it for yourself. All right? See you later.